Hello, everyone, and welcome. It is the GUI Precap. It's a recap of all the things that are going to have happened for the week of October 18th, 2021, before it happens. My name is Bruce, and let's get started with the GUI pick of the week. Injustice is coming to DVD this week. It's based off the video game. If you're not familiar with this story, the Joker tricks Superman into killing Lois Lane and his unborn child, and he loses his absolute shit. Then it basically becomes Civil War with Batman on one side and Superman on the other. All right, for TV pages, on Monday, ABC has The Real Queens of Hip Hop, The Women Who Changed the Game, CW, Howie Mandel and Friends, Don't Sneeze on Me, A&E has Hoarders and Interventions premiere. For Tuesday, ABC has the premiere of The Bachelorette and Queens. Wednesday, FX has American Horror Story, double feature, and that's a finale. For Thursday, NBC has the premiere of The Blacklist, CW has the finale of Coroner, and A&E has the premiere of The First 48. For Friday, nothing. For Saturday, HBO, The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It. And for Sunday, HBO has the premiere of Insecure. For movies coming out this week, you have Dune, which is coming out in theaters and HBO Max. Set in the distant future, the story is about a son of a noble family entrusted with the protection of the most valuable asset and most vital element in the galaxy, the planet Arrakis, the only place in the galaxy where you can find the spice. Also coming out this week is Ron's Gone Wrong. The story is about Barry, an awkward middle schooler, and Ron, his new walking, talking, digitally connected device known as a B-Bot. But something is off with the code in this one. For DVDs, you have Old, Snake Eyes, G.I. Joe Origins, The Protégé, and like I said, Injustice. For online services, Netflix, you have Theo Vaughn, Regular People, Stuck Together, Night Teeth, Found, Life's a Glitch with Julian Bam, Sex, Love, and Goop, Flip a Coin, One OK Rock Documentary, Maya and the Three, Inside Job. Hulu, you have The Next Thing You Eat, and HBO Max has The Reign of Superwomen. For video games coming out this week, you have Nuclear Blaze, Inscription, Into the Pit, Corpse Party, Grotto, Echo Generation, and The Dark Pictures Anthology, House of Ashes. For GUI News, you've got new episodes of Geeks Under the Influence, From the Mouths of Madness, Beautiful Disasters, Deeply Upsetting, and Smack My Pitch Up. For one more thing, last week it was reported that the International Alliance of Theater Stage Employees were set to strike. The plan was for the trade union to begin its national strike on Monday, causing all Hollywood productions across the country to come to a halt until their demands were met. On Sunday night, the deal came through, but not everyone agrees with it. The new deal, currently being ratified by its union members, was dubbed the Basic Agreement, will last 3 years. Addressing the union's core issues, the agreement will lead to reasonable rest periods, retroactive wage increases at 3%, adopting diversity and inclusion initiatives, and living wages for those living on the bottom of the pay scale. In a statement, the union's president, Matt Loeb, described it as a Hollywood ending. We went toe-to-toe with some of the richest and most powerful entertainment and tech companies in the world, and while we have reached the agreement, there our members' needs will be met. Although Loeb's statement paints it as a happy ending to the story, and many actors are expressed gratitude for reaching an agreement, some of the members of the union don't agree. In a tweet announcing the basic agreement, several replies of the members have pointed out how little things have actually changed with this new deal. That sentiment was on the union's Instagram and calling the changes insignificant, and they said they'll be voting no to ratify this agreement. This means that even though a deal was reached, the union can turn down the deal, starting a strike today, and everything will go back to the drawing board. Personal opinion, if the deal doesn't work for the union, don't sign it. All right, this has been the GUI Precap. You can follow along with all of the fun times at GUIPodcast.com. If you want to contact us, email us at geeksundertheinfluence@gmail.com. Call us and leave a voicemail. It's 804-505-4484. That's 804-505-4GUI. My name is Bruce. Of course all these things happen because I'm from the future. So be nice to yourself and each other.
GUIPodcast.com.